Hello. This is a special episode that comes with a warning. If bad climate and pollution news triggers an anxiety attack, you might want to skip this one. We now return you to a breath of fresh earth. Buckle up, sweetheart.
I'm glad you stuck with me after that alarming introduction. My producer and I argued about the benefits of giving the listener a warning before the episode. I lost that argument. I lose most of the arguments at home, too. Most men do. But I digress. Let's begin the show. Welcome to episode 53. After the emotional high of Earth Day, today we come crashing back to reality with a sobering look at the biggest environmental problems facing us in 2024. While the climate crisis is influenced by numerous factors, there are certain ones that require greater attention due to their detrimental effects on the environment. One problem that we talk about all the time is global warming from fossil fuels. 2023 shattered records as the hottest year ever, with global average temperatures soaring 1.46 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels and surpassing the 11-month average for 2016, the previous warmest year on record. The year was unforgettable, with 6 months breaking records and two seasons defying all expectations. The steady annual increase is directly linked to human activity. This includes the burning of fossil fuels for transportation and electricity generation, as well as cement manufacturing, deforestation, and agriculture. Undoubtedly, one of the most pressing concerns of our generation. Global warming occurs as greenhouse gas emissions envelop the planet, creating a greenhouse effect that traps the sun's heat. Scientists are persistently cautioning about the crossing of tipping points that could result in dire consequences, including the rapid melting of permafrost in Arctic regions, the unprecedented melting of the Greenland ice sheet, the alarming acceleration of the sixth mass extinction, and the escalating deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. There's that nasty phrase again, tipping point. Even if all greenhouse gas emissions were stopped right now, global temperatures would still increase in the years ahead. The consequences of poor governance were evident in the crumbling infrastructure and lack of public services. Governments must invest in green innovation and implement additional policies to reduce emissions. In Sweden, a carbon tax has been successfully implemented, resulting in reduced greenhouse gas emissions. Additionally, institutions like the United Nations were established with the aim of averting global warfare, making them unsuitable for effectively tackling the climate crisis. Regardless, the members of the UN have no obligation to adhere to any suggestions or recommendations put forth by the organization. Consider the Paris Agreement. It requires countries to significantly decrease greenhouse gas emissions with the goal of limiting global temperature increase to below 2 degrees Celsius by 2100. However, participation in it is optional, and there are no tangible consequences for choosing not to comply. Food waste. Every year, roughly 1.3 billion tons of food, amounting to one-third of what is meant for human consumption, ends up being wasted or lost. With this amount, we could provide nourishment for 3 billion people. In the US, over 50% of all produce discarded is due to being considered too ugly for consumers, resulting in approximately 60 million tons of wasted fruits and vegetables. The ongoing loss of biodiversity is a threat to the delicate balance of our planet's ecosystems. Between 1970 and 2016, there has been a significant decline in the population sizes of mammals, fish, birds, reptiles, and amphibians, with an average decrease of 68%. The conversion of forests, grasslands, and mangroves into agricultural systems is identified as the primary driver behind the loss of biodiversity. animals like pangolins, sharks, and seahorses bear the brunt of the illegal wildlife trade, with pangolins facing critical endangerment as a direct result. The detrimental effects of plastic pollution are evident in our oceans, rivers, and landfills. By 1950, the world had reached a new level of plastic production, exceeding 2 million tons annually. By 2015, the annual production had reached a staggering 419 million tons, further contributing to the problem of plastic waste in the environment. National Geographic found that 91% of all plastic isn't recycled, a major environmental issue. Given that plastic needs 400 years to decompose, it will exist for numerous generations. The irreversible consequences of plastic pollution on the environment are unknown. The relentless chopping of trees in deforestation is accompanied by the haunting silence of a once vibrant forest. Every hour, an area equivalent to 300 football fields is lost as forests are mercilessly cleared. Brazil, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Indonesia are the top three countries witnessing alarming levels of deforestation. Covering around 40% of the South American continent, the Amazon is not only the largest rainforest on Earth, but also boasts an incredible biodiversity with approximately 3 million species of plants and animals. In order to raise livestock or grow profitable crops like sugarcane and palm oil, land is cleared and prepared for cultivation. Forests serve a dual purpose by not only sequestering carbon, but also acting as a natural barrier against soil erosion. The strong roots of trees tightly grip the soil, ensuring it remains intact and minimizing the chances of landslides. Outdoor air pollution is currently one of the most pressing environmental issues. The World Health Organization's data reveals that every year, between 4.2 to 7 million people die because of air pollution. According to a study conducted in 2023, the severe air pollution in South Asia, renowned for being one of the most polluted regions worldwide, decreases life expectancy by roughly 5 years. The consequences of melting ice caps and the resulting sea level rise are becoming increasingly evident. The effects of the climate crisis are particularly evident in the Arctic, where temperatures are rising at a rate more than twice as fast as the global average. Melting land ice, particularly the Greenland ice sheet, is the main cause of rising sea levels in the Arctic. The melting of the entire Greenland ice sheet would result in a 6-meter rise in sea level. Bangkok, Ho Chi Minh City, Manila, and Dubai are at high risk of sea level rise and flooding. Ocean acidification. Not only has global temperature rise impacted the surface, but it has also become the primary factor behind ocean acidification. About 30% of the carbon dioxide released into the Earth's atmosphere is absorbed by our oceans, acting as a natural filter. Human activities like burning fossil fuels lead to higher concentrations of carbon emissions. This, coupled with the effects of global climate change, such as increased wildfires, results in a greater amount of carbon dioxide being absorbed by the sea. Even the slightest shift in the pH scale can greatly alter the ocean's acidity. Ocean acidification wreaks havoc on marine ecosystems and species, disrupting their delicate food webs and causing irreversible changes to habitat quality. If the pH levels become excessively low, marine organisms, including oysters, could experience the alarming process of their shells and skeletons dissolving. One of the major consequences of ocean acidification is coral bleaching, leading to the loss of vibrant coral reefs. Rising ocean temperatures disrupt the symbiotic relationship between the reefs and algae, resulting in a phenomenon where the vibrant colors of coral reefs fade away. According to certain scientists, Coral reefs face the alarming possibility of extinction by 2050. The higher acidity in the ocean poses a threat to coral reef systems, hindering their ability to regenerate their exoskeletons and rebound from coral bleaching events. The accumulation of bacteria and microorganisms from dumped plastic garbage in the ocean poses a threat to marine ecosystems, leading to coral bleaching. Agriculture. The global food system contributes one-third of human-caused greenhouse gas emissions, with livestock and fisheries accounting for 30%. Fertilizer use in crop production emits greenhouse gases like nitrous oxide. Cattle ranching occupies 60% of global agricultural area, despite accounting for only 24% of meat consumption. Scientists and environmentalists have been persistent in their warnings, urging us to reevaluate our existing food system. By making the switch to a plant-based diet, the carbon footprint of the conventional agriculture industry could be dramatically lowered. Water. Rising temperatures and unsustainable farming practices have resulted in increasing water and food insecurity. Check out episode 50, World Water Day, to learn more about water shortages around the world. Fast fashion and textile waste. Fashion's global demand has surged, contributing 10% of global carbon emissions. Fashion emits more greenhouse gases than aviation and shipping combined. Clothing waste, including non-biodegradable materials, goes to landfills, while microplastics from synthetic fabrics contaminate soil and water. Let's face it, we're killing ourselves. Let's keep moving through the list. I'm going to need an ice-cold Labatt's Blue when this episode is over. Maybe two of them. In less developed countries like Chile's Atacama, the driest desert in the world, immense amounts of clothing textile are dumped. At least 39,000 tons of textile waste from other nations are left there, decaying under the harsh desert conditions. Overfishing. Fish serves as the main source of protein for over 3 billion people worldwide. Approximately 12% of the global population depends on fisheries for their livelihood, and a majority of these individuals are small-scale fishermen. Picture a small crew in a boat using modest nets or even rods and reels similar to the ones you might use. 90% of the world's 18.9 million fishermen fall under this category. Food consumption has doubled in the past 50 years, and the global population has quadrupled since the 1960s. This is one contributing factor to the classification of 30% of commercially fished waters as overfished, leading to ecological imbalances. The stock of available fishing waters is depleting faster than it can be replaced. Make that three beers, not two. Cobalt mining. I bet you didn't have this one on your climate change bingo card, but think about it. Cobalt is at the heart of the mineral conundrum in renewable energy transition. Cobalt is in high demand due to its role in battery materials for electric vehicles. Up to 20% of the global cobalt production is sourced from miners in the Democratic Republic of Congo, making it the primary supplier of this valuable resource. Cobalt mining, however, is associated with dangerous workers' exploitation and other serious environmental and social issues. Soil degradation. Organic matter plays a vital role in soil by enabling it to capture carbon from the atmosphere, thereby contributing to its health and fertility. Through the process of photosynthesis, plants naturally and efficiently absorb CO2 from the air, while also storing a portion of this carbon in the soil as soil organic carbon. For soil to be deemed healthy, it is important for it to have a minimum of 3-6% organic matter. However, in most parts of the world, the content is significantly lower than that. If we do not change our reckless practices and take immediate steps to preserve soil health, food security for billions of people around the world will be irreversibly compromised. Congratulations! You survived the entire episode without smashing any windows. I promise not to dwell on the negative too frequently. However, it is crucial to paint an accurate picture of the current state of our beloved planet. Not every episode is a breath of fresh earth. In an upcoming episode, a group of young adults will take center stage as they make significant contributions to combat the issues I've been discussing. You can contact me at rfwalden.com. Drop me a note if you want to nominate a climate hero who is making a difference in your community, and I'll talk about them on a future episode. I'd like you to imagine you have three amazing children, maybe even a grandchild. What can you tell them you did to help stop climate change and the battle against pollution? If you can't think of anything, then get moving and jump into the fight. Now, if you excuse me, I have a lot of beer to drink. Good night, Galileo.
Hey, it's me. Alice, I'm back. Hold on a sec. Will you please turn off the music? That's much better, thank you. Is everyone all right? How about you listening out there in Flagstaff? Or that cute couple in Miami Beach? And that bloke in England? Maybe our young girl in Adina is traumatised by all the bad news today? No? Okay, the show's over. Carry on.